In this week's parasha, parasha Noach, the pasuk says, "V'Noach motzo chein be'inei Hashem." Right? Really, the entire world was decreed to be destroyed, but Noach found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore survived. And the description of chein is also used by Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Moshe Rabbeinu has found chein in the eyes of Hashem, and therefore the Jewish people are going to be saved after the Chet HaEgel. So you see that this idea of chein, finding favor, allows a person to survive destruction. And I just want to focus on the idea of chein. There's two descriptions that the Pesukim, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Shir HaShirim, but I'm not 100% sure, I didn't look them up. One is Lanovim Yitain Chein, and humble people, he gives, meaning to humble people, Hashem gives chein. Now chein, he finds favor. How do you describe chein? Graciousness, or chein is, how would you define chein in English? Favor is literally favor. He finds favor. But it's not just, I'm going to do, favor, let's use the word favor. Finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem, you find favor with Hashem. It's chein. Lanovim Yitain Chein. So just to focus on Anovim Yitain Chein, the Gerson Ramban, I'm sure many of you have been through the Gerson Ramban. So the end of the Ramban, he says that it sounds like something like a massive segula. He says, read this once a week, know it well, and whatever you ask for on that day, you'll be answered. It sounds like a very, very strong guarantee. But if you think about the pasuk, Anovim Yitain Chein, the humble people, Hashem finds favor in humble people, it all makes sense. Why? Because if you go through the Geras Ramban, the premise and the basis of the Geras Ramban is, as it starts off, right, that was called Rechum Benachas, right, V'zeti Notzul Menachas, and you're saved from anger, V'ta'ala Libcha Midas Ha'anova, I hope I'm quoting it somewhat accurately, and then, Shehimi the Tova, we call Midos Tovos, which is the greatest of all Midas. Right, chaos is the worst, anova is the best, and if you speak nicely and you think about all these topics, at first, as the Geras Ramban says, that you're not greater than anybody else, and nothing, you know, that even if he has less or he has more, he's chayav, and he's akha, and you're chayav, we expect more from you, person should never have gaiva. The whole premise of the Geras Ramban, most of it, is about anova. Which basically, and how do you get to anova? Speaking softly, realizing nothing's coming for you, realizing you're not greater than anybody else around you. So there's a magic potion, and you see Noach, who had that element of chein, found chein in the eyes of Hashem, and he survived. So the message, I think, to take is that a person needs to try to find chein in the eyes of Hashem. And the way to do that, for example, right, we say the Baal Gaiva, I forgot where the quote is from, but right, Anivuhu in Yichon Lod B'Makom Echad. Hakadosh Baruch can't live, can't reside, can't dwell in the same place as Baal Gaiva. Because basically, what does Baal Gaiva mean? Everything's coming from me. I'm doing. It's because of me that I'm doing well. I don't need God, right? And I expect everything to work out in my way because I'm controlling everything. But a person and that you can't coexist with Hashem. An honor of a person who's humble understands that everything's from Hashem, and anything that he accomplishes is all with Hashem's help. Just a side point before I get to the rest of it, that I read over a simple story. I happened to pick up a sefer that was a marshal from the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim says that a man, he's a marshal like this. He says there are two brothers. Two brothers each were given, let's just say, each were given $500,000 present from the father, and one brother took away the other brother's money. And the other brother decided he's not going to fight with him. He knows that eventually he's not going to rat him out, but eventually his father will find out that the other brother took his $100,000. And sure enough, over time, the father found out that one brother stole the other brother's money. And not only did he give him double, triple, he said to him, you have to understand that how embarrassing it would have been had you fought back to the other brother, I would have been mortified. I would have been utterly embarrassed. So I'm so happy. I'm giving you so much extra because why? Because not only didn't you fight, which is not nice, but you didn't embarrass me. So too in human beings. right? When somebody takes something away from us, somebody affects us, somebody hurts us, bothers us. If we don't react, if we take it, basically take it on the chin, and don't start a quarrel, our Father in Heaven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is so happy with us. It's embarrassing when He sees us fight. It's embarrassing. So too over here, right? This is the similar idea. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us acting properly and acting with an ova, He's very excited. We find favor in His eyes because we're not embarrassing Him. When we act, when we get angry, and we imagine as if we're controlling everything, we're in control. So it's embarrassing to Him. Just as an aside. And the other way is the pasuk says Ayelas Ahuvim Ayelas Chen, which the Gemara says referring to Limud HaTorah. Comes down to the following idea. And I want to give over. The Noach is Motza Chen, and we have to try to find Chen. How do we do that? A, by being an oven, humble people, which means we can't take pride in our accomplishments, but we can't expect things. We shouldn't pick ourselves over other people. We shouldn't think for a moment that it's us who's doing it, no matter what you guys accomplish, whether it's in learning, whether it's in business, whether it's in athletics, whatever it is. It's all from Hashem. We have no right to be misgoa on anybody else because we have to be anovim. We have to be humble and recognize that it comes from Hashem. And number two, we have to delve into Torah. And just to drive home this point of finding favor in Hashem's eyes is that everybody wants to find favor in their friends. Right? Person wants to have friends. Person goes out of his way. You know what's going to make him be your friend. How to act. And if there's somebody you really want to be friendly with, that's what you do. You do what he likes. Whether it's you buy him something, whether you include him in a basketball game, or you include him in this. If you want to have a friend, you all know what to do to acquire and to make that friend. And the same thing should be applied to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a very, very important point. When we go through life, and especially as I said it this morning, you guys, you have 3 months now. I mean, at least 3 months. I hope many of you decide to stay, because you can't. You'll never be able to have this opportunity again to learn yeshiva ever. I hope you guys do stay longer. But in the meantime, you have 3 full months since the Yom Tovim were so early. You guys have October, November, December. You get 3 months without any distractions. What do you guys have to worry about? You don't have to worry about what you're doing in January. Forget about that. You can worry about that later. You don't have to worry about where you're going for Shabbos. You can spend 10 minutes on that. The rest of the time, you should be focused on your learning. You want to get exercise. 3 months. And your 3 months should be with the following precept in mind. I want to make a friend. Kaviyachol. Right? I want to make Hashem find favor. I want to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. I want to impress Him. Right, if you're looking at Hashem as a friend you want to acquire, what would you do? You would do things to make him happy. What would you do? You'd come to Shachris more on time. You would learn throughout the Seder. Right? I said this morning to the morning shir, a masmid is not somebody who learns all day and all night. A masmid, ideal masmid, is a person who comes to morning Seder at 9:15, right, and learns from 9:15 till 11:45, 11:30, whenever your shir starts, minimal breaks. A person comes to afternoon Seder, he learns Halacha Seder 3:30, 3:02, whatever it is, whenever Mincha ends, and then he learns afternoon Seder from 3:32. Right, of course, he has to move from his Halacha Seder to his Seder from 3:32 straight till 5:00 when it's Shir, or 5 to 5 because he wants to be in Shir on time at 5:00. Yeah, that's a masmid. And how do you drive yourself to do that? I think try to keep this in mind. If you're trying to impress a friend who's on, you know, a friend in yeshiva or whatever, you try to do things that he likes, that make him happy. Hashem doesn't need you necessarily, but if you want to find chen in the eyes of Hashem, we should keep that in mind. Is what I'm doing right now, is my finding favor in the eyes of Hashem? And just to close, I've said it before, I'm not sure if you heard me say it, but Nosson Tzvi, I once heard the following thing from him, straight from his mouth, in a shmooze. He said he went to fundraise for the yeshiva, and he went to a very, very big business person's office, and he gave him a big donation, and it was enough, a sizable donation, enough to put his name on one of the buildings, or put his name on a plaque, whatever it was. So Nosson Tzvi Zatzal turned to this philanthropist, and he said, "So, do you want your name somewhere so we can recognize your contribution?" And I said, "No, I don't need name recognition. The only thing that powers my life, the only thing I think about in my life, is how can I put a smile on the Ribbono Shalom's face? That's my matara. That's my focus. How do I put a smile on the Ribbono Shalom's face? That's his tachlis in life. Rabbi said we should all find chen similar to Noach, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. We should try to find chen by being humble, by learning Torah, and be as a simcha. If we keep in mind the idea that we want to find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be endeared by Hashem. How do we do that? We try to impress Him. Not with real authentic impressing Him, but doing what's right. And we all know what's right. Yishol b'zilcha to find chen and take advantage of our time here in Yeshiva. Have a great Shabbos. Amen.